You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. Woke up this morning with a little bit of a sore throat, so you'll have to excuse the nasalness in my voice for this morning's show. Track we just heard, starting everything off today, was taken from the brand new LP Between Blues Control and Laraji. That's actually part of the RVNG's Freakways series of collaborative LPs, a whole string of them released earlier this year. And for those that don't know, Laraji is actually, if I'm pronouncing that even correctly, a new age artist sort of discovered by Brian Eno. And he's a zither player, and Eno actually sort of hired him on for the recording of one of his best known ambient records, Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. He's also released several solo records, some of them reissued. Celestial Vibration just recently reissued by Soul Jazz. So a bit of a big name in new age music, teaming up with Blues Control, one of my favorite current going experimental groups there. What else do we have coming up? We've got a huge show here for you. Huge and quiet, actually. This is a fairly kind of a more of an ambient type show. I'm gonna start things off with some more sort of peppier pieces, and then the last bit of the show will be mostly kind of quiet, lengthier pieces. We've got some new stuff here coming up from Alex Cobb, Ensemble Economique, Dean Blunt, a new tape from him, Dean Blunt being one half of Hype Williams, some new stuff from somewhat new stuff from Blank Mass, Wise Blood, Teebs, and a few other things here, a few cassettes to play a little later as well. First up, we are going to play, this is just kind of a neat little piece here from the new Heat Sick record just released on Pan. This piece here is called Taxi Zumno.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Being, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get
up. Still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. Last piece of music we heard there was from Opium and Cherry Cola. That's taken from the remix tape of Diamond Catalog's Magnified Palette LP, released earlier by NNA, and so was that cassette there. No one, not entirely sure who Opium and Cherry Cola are. Little internet research didn't really come up with much. Anyways, great stuff on that that remix cassette. Before that, we heard Teebs, LA-based producer, with a piece from his new LP on Brainfeeder called Collections 01, and that song there was Jahara, and Heatsick before that with Taxi Zumno, taken from his new LP on Pan, entitled Intersex. We have a special giveaway for this show here. There is a pedal building workshop with Leanne Morissette taking place at Vancouver Hackspace, and it's about it's $25 to get into this normally, and there's only a few spots left of 20, and it's basically she helps you build a bass fuzz pedal, and you can use that with an electric bass guitar, keyboards, anything you can plug a pedal into. And yeah, it's about 3 hours long, taking place on Thursday, December 8th, at 8 o'clock until 11. And like I was saying, it's $25. The space is almost filled up, but I've been given a slot here to give away on the show. So we're going to give that away to the first female caller to call in at 604-822-CITR. And yeah, that's entirely free, and includes all the supplies, including the case for the fuzz pedal. And yeah, if you could bring some money to donate to help the Hackspace keep supporting these type of these events, that would be appreciated as well. You can get more information at contactmicrophones.com or hackspace.ca. So again, first person to call in is gonna get this. So right now we're gonna play a piece from Dean Blunt's new cassette. This is Jill Scott Herring OST. Thank you.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes?
Everything?
Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show on the CITR 101.9. I highly recommend the Bike Kitchen as well. Took my bike in there last week and fixed her up real good. And great time of year to get in there as well, considering not a lot of people are riding. So if you got something bugging your bike, definitely go in there. Nothing to complain about with those cats there. Anyway, something else to promote here, that pedal building workshop with Leanne Morissette. Gave away a free spot to that. Congratulations to listener Prophecy Sun for getting that. There are a couple spots left, however. It's $25 that'll get you all the supplies. And it's Thursday, December 8th, and you'll be building a bass fuzz pedal. This is a sort of a femme-centric workshop here, so ladies only, I guess, unless you're willing to dress up in drag for that. You can get more information on that at hackspace.ca and or contactmicrophones.com. Anyways, moving on here, that last piece there was Dean Blunt, also known as one half of UK duo Hype Williams. And that's a fairly recent cassette on TTT. And yeah, both members of Hype Williams have been somewhat active outside of their respective group there. Inga Copeland being the other half, just recently released a 12-inch, should have that for on-air play in the next couple weeks. And Dean Blunt there, under the name Ramirez, has also released a fairly new 12-inch as well. Should be getting my hands on that sometime soon to play for you as well. Right now, we're going to play a piece from Wise Blood, and she had an excellent LP released earlier this year on Not Fun, and this is taken from a cassette follow-up. It's actually a split with Angels in America, and it was released on Northern Spy. So again, this is Wise Blood on Pop Drones with Seven of Wands.
the soul of quite life. First in this never galleyfen. Please, I'm there, there's no blood.
Thank you. The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Seem to be having an issue with the cassette player there. The track before last, Bruce Hart, sound a little muffled there. We'll try another tape in a bit, and hopefully that it's just the cassette and not the player. Before that, anyways, the last track that we heard was from Quick Sales. The song was called Soft Loft. And that's taken from a split cassette with Floating Gardens, released on the Field Studies label. And like I was saying, Bruce Hart, just before that with Fascinating Heritage Stone, taken from Music for Drawing, a recent cassette on Not Fun. And Wise Blood right before that with Seven of Wands, taken from a split with Angels of America, released on Northern Spy Records. Right now, I'm going to play some more sort of synth-oriented stuff here. This is someone I just got hip to the other, just last night, in fact, very close to us here. This is Panna Bright from Seattle. Released a whole bunch of cassettes earlier this year. We're actually just going to play something off of his band camp from a recent tape on Tranquility, released at the end of the summer. This is Panna Bright with Windrider. It's Panna Bright with Eternal Council, taken from a cassette entitled Windrider.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Getting ready to sign off here. Be off the air in about 10 minutes. It'll be followed by the student feature hour. Sort of a quiet episode today. Sort of fitting the mood in my sick throat and mind here. The last piece we heard there was Dolphins Into the Future with Reisenberg, taken from Two Romantic Landscapes, released by Toronto's Benifer Editions on cassette. And before that was Seattle's Panabrite with Eternal Council, a fairly recent cassette released on Tranquility called Wind Rider, and Quick Sails before that with Soft Loft, taken from a split with Floating Gardens. Then that was released on the Field Studies tape label. We've got two songs left here for you before the student feature hour. First up is an ambient piece by Alex Cobb, and this is taken from a split with Aquarelle, released on Low Point. And Alex Cobb, sort of a bit of a player in the underground experimental scene. He actually runs the Students of Decay label, and has released music under, as well as his own name, has released music under Taiga Remains. And excellent ambient split with Aquarelle there. And one last piece we'll be playing today will be from Blank Mass. It's a piece called Chernobyl, and that's taken from a self-titled LP released on Mogwai's own Rock Action label. And for those that might not know, Blank Mass is actually one half of duo Fuck Buttons. It's Benjamin John Power, and yes, solo he is Blank Mass, mostly recording ambient music, quite different from the stuff that he does normally with Fuck Buttons there. Anyways, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for us this week, folks. This is Alex Cobb, and Pop Drones will be on the air next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m.